Mishnah.
Right. Okay, so let's just mention what our topic is, because we really want to get to the end of this topic. It's a fascinating topic, and it has to do with bittul, the difference between bittul b'rov in the case of min b'mino, and bittul b'shishim in the case of min b'she'eno. You know, we try to push the envelope on the agenda that the whole concept of bittul b'shishim is not what we think it is, not even what the Shach thought it was, namely siluk hatam, but rather it's a din bittul.
What was that supposed to say, a siluk?
Siluk means to remove the tam, that the tam sort of dissipates.
Different from just
in other words, the classic understanding, if you go out here to the Kol and ask them, how do you understand bittul b'shishim? How does it operate? Well, what happens when you hit the no b'shishim? And they'll tell you that you no longer have hargosha satam. Because the tam is so watered down, you know, when you have 60 times, that there's no so tam kikur, which is the reason why you want to ask the tarovus, no longer applies. And that's certainly the way the Shach understood it. But we're trying to build up the Ramah. The Ramah says, Azlinan basa shma v'lo basa taima. So the shishim here, in the case of Mimbashay Amino, has nothing to do with tam. You have two things. They have two different tamim, and yet since they share the same shame, then you would apply the din of bittul b'rov. Well, what happened to the tam? And that's what the Shach was yelling about. So we suggested that according to the Ramah, bittul in the case of min b'sheino mino, bittul b'shishim, is not to be masalik the tam, but rather to din bittul, that bittul works to be mevatel yisur. And that would happen in the case of a min b'sheino mino, if there is less than shishim. And then we apply the principle of hafkas bittul. But if you have shishim, then we apply bittul. And that would be matir the taroves, even though it's min b'sheino mino. And that's because there's a rov gadol, right? It's a very impressive impressive rov. Then the Rav added the Rashba to this discussion. The Rashba said that if you have a Tarovis which has both Mino and She'eno Mino, we paskin that Min B'Mino is Bato B'Rov, and now is Nishpach in such a way that you don't know if there's Shishim in the Eno Mino against the Mino. So let's say, for example, you have Rotev in the pot, and you have now a piece of treif of meat that falls in. You're not sure if there's 60 in the Rotev against the piece of treif of meat that fell in, because it was nishpach. Comes along the Rashba and he says, let's apply the principle of salik. What is salik? Salik means let's ignore the tarovis of min v'she'enom, you know, and focus in exclusively on the tarovis between the min and mino. And we're going to paskin against Rabbi Yehuda Shita that min v'mino is bottom of a rov. So once I know there's a rov in the mino, then I can apply the principle of bittul as far as the mino is concerned, and now I'm going to extend and apply that din of bittul, which is now a bittul barov, to the eno mino, which is a pellet. How can you apply bittul barov to eno mino? And once again, the Shach is lurking in the shadows, right, yelling and screaming. Well, don't you have to get rid of the tam? And in order to get rid of the tam, you need shishim. You don't even know if you have shishim. On the tzad that you don't have shishim, what are you going to tell me? You have bittul b'rov? Bittul b'rov is not going to help you. And basically, the Shach sees simultaneously, in this case, a double tarovis. There's the tarovis of min b'mino and the tarovis of min b'sheino mino. And as far as min b'sheino mino is concerned, until you know the shishim, we have every reason to believe that there may not be shishim, and therefore there's still tam of iser in the heter, meaning that the treif piece of meat is still giving its tam into the rotev. So you're going to tell me, but what about the other piece of meat and its min b'mino? That's not going to help me, because the moment that the piece of treif meat fell into the tarovus, it already penetrated into the eno mino. So how can you possibly say salik? And we had a whole discussion here about when the Gemara itself applies salik within the context of Rabbi Yehuda, and we won't go over that. So what Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested is, let's use the same modus vivendi, you know, the same operating rules and regulations that apply to the Ramah to explain Azlina Basashma, let's impose that onto the Rashba. And that's what he says over here on the bottom of page Reishnun Hey, going on to the top of page Reishnun Vav, that Shishim is not in order to be Mesalik, in order to be Mesalik the Tam HaIsur, because again, in this case, we don't know if there's Shishim, so how would you possibly apply a principle of Sofik Lekula over here? But rather, the din of Bittel here is based on... Did I say Reish Nun Hey? I meant to say Reish Nun Hey.
Reish Nun Hey.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I meant to say Reish Nun Hey. I made a mistake.
Reish Nun Hey.
What?
Reish Nun Hey.
You have Reish Nun Hey? Good, good, good. So on the top of Reish Nun Hey, I'm just saying this is a review of what we did on Thursday. And he once suggests the following. That... What gives us the right to say Salek, right? For example, in Rabbi Yehuda's frame of reference, we're going to say Salek as Mino Kibishenu. In the Rashba, we're going to say Salek as Sheino Mino. What's this all about? I mean, that you could be Salek one half of the Tarovas. And the answer is that when we say, that when we apply this principle called Salek as Mino Kibishenu, that's a case where the Bittel of the Isur is as a result of a different tarobas. So he's saying that even if everything fell simultaneously into this big pot, but in essence we have two different tarobas. We have a tarobas of min b'mino and a tarobas of min b'she'eno mino. So what are we going to do? We're going to say the following. That just like in a case where there already was Bittel, and now it fell into a second Tarobas, we're not going to apply the principle of Min Be'eno Mino and require Shishin. We're going to say it was already Bittel. Now you might ask, what do you mean it was already Bittel? But now in the second Tarobas it's giving Tam. Do you follow the question that we're asking? In the case where you had two Tarobas, so you had min b'mino, and then you had min b'sheino mino. So he was saying that since in the first tarobas you apply the principle of bittul merov, therefore when it gets to the second tarobas it's all mutter. But what do you mean it's all mutter? We have in the second tarobas min b'sheino mino, and there we can say a lesser shishim it's giving tam. So why does the bittul that you applied in the first tarobas help you for the second tarobas? And the answer is, because Bittel, even in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino, is a din, it's halacha. The Torah says you could be Mavata, and fundamentally you would need no more than Rov. But the problem is that the Torah says in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino, we have to jack up that Rov to the level of Shishim, we need a Rov Gadol. But again, in its original form, fundamentally, Rov would work as Bittel, even in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino. So we're going to suspend the din or the application of the rule of min bimino be, you know, bottle berov. We're going to suspend that because we have a tarovus of min b'sheino mino. In other words, we have in front of us an absence of bittel, because again, in a tarovus of min b'sheino mino, there is no bittel.
Regular bittel.
So right, regular bittel berov. So what you have now is the following question: is there any way that we could apply Bittul Merov? If we could apply Bittul Merov, the fact that it's Min B'Sheino Mino doesn't bother me. Min B'Sheino Mino is only a way of freezing the operation of Rov and requiring not a Rov of, you know, one, you know, 2 to 1, but a Rov of a Rov Gadol, right, of Shishim. Again, so it's all a matter of which din of bit of a rov I could apply to this tarovas. If I have min b'sheino mino, the only din bittel I could apply here is the bittel of a rov gadol, which we said is shishim. But here I have a case where there was a first tarovas, and in that tarovas we had min b'mino, and we pass that min b'mino is bittel of a rov. now once we've mevatel the Iser in the first Tarovis, I have no problem when it falls into the second Tarovis. Why? Because theoretically we could have had Bittu Barov even in Mid B'Sheino Mino. Well, what the Torah suspended Mid B'Rov and Mid... When I say Rov, I mean Bittu Barov. The Torah suspended Bittu Barov because of Mid B'Sheino Mino. And Torah therefore requires a more upscale growth.
Right. I'm still trying to get around it. How do you... If you've got Mid B'Mino, so you've got Bittu Barov.
Right.
So it's now mevatel. How does that come back again?
Oh, so we're saying now it doesn't come back again. Why? Because when it gets mixed up in the second tarovus of min v'sheino mino, and now we want to see the Torah needs a higher rove. Well, we already had a din of bittu barov. So once we got a din of bittu barov, there's no room to say, well, now let's jack up
We don't jack it up.
And that's what the Rashba is saying. And that's what Salek is. Salek means that there's a Tarovus called Min B'Mino, and then there's a Tarovus of Min B'Sheino Mino. The problem with the Min B'Sheino Mino is that the Torah withholds the application of Bittu Barov. But if we could apply Bittu Barov to this very heft of the veil that fell in, and we'll do that with the Min B'Mino, then... I don't care one hoot when it falls into Tarovus and Min B'Sheino Mino, because I've already applied Bittel to the Min B'Mino. That's what I think the Rav is saying. He says Val Zeh Hosef Arashba Duha Din Nami Yechol Ida Behecha Sha'isun Is Batel Barov B'Min B'Mino Is Shapir Mahani Bittel Zeh Aflagabi Tarovus and Min B'Sheino Mino. And it doesn't matter, even though now for sure you're going to taste the tam of the Issa and the Heter if there's no Shishim, but it doesn't matter because the purpose of Bittul B'Shishim is not to be Masalik the tam, the way the Shach understood it, but rather to Din Bittul. It's a Halach of Bittul. And it's just an expanded Bittul of Rov that the Torah requires Bittul B'Shishim in Min B'Sheinu Mino. Shkach Nemra Halach HaShem Bittul B'Rov Legavi Taroves Min B'Sheino Mino Sarach Shir Gadol Shir Rov Yose Gadol Michad B'Trei Umeil Shafi Yishlom Shedin Bittul B'Rov Heichel B'Taroves Shel Min B'Mino Yoel Aflu Taroves Shel Min B'Sheino Mino. You see, the main thing is Tzarech Shir Rov Gadol. But again, that's true if there was no Bittul. Meaning, if your first opportunity for Bittul in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino, then the Torah says, no, you can't rely on Rov. You need Shishin. And that's your substitute Bittul.
If you start with a Min B'Mino Bittul...
Oh, excellent! In Shapi Yeshlomer, Shedin Bittu Rov Chal B'Tarovus Shel Min B'Mino, and once in that Tarovus you remove the Shem Iser through Bittul, is Aflu Tarovus Shel Min B'Sheino Mino. It's going to be meaningful even in a Tarovus of Min B'Sheino Mino, because all you have to do is apply the Min Bittul.
Why is it then called a Tarovus? It's not. If it's Mevatel, it's Mevatel.
Right. I guess if you look at it, you see a trafe piece of meat that falls into a pot that has both other pieces of kosher meat and rotev and liquids.
Halakhically, the bittul has taken place, therefore it's not there's no isra anymore.
But that's not going to be true according to the Shach, because the bittul barov within the framework of min b'mino is not going to help you when that tam of isra penetrates into the kedera of Min B'Sheino Mino, because once that happens, you know, there's always going to be a tam in this kedera, even after Shishim. Well, I shouldn't say after Shishim, because again, I correct myself, we don't know whether there is Shishim or not. But on the tzad that there is no Shishim, and there's only a rov, then is the sinas tam, so that, you know, the Shach L'Shitosa could not accept this Rashba. Now I think, if I'm not mistaken, no, I don't see it here. At some point or another, I think he points out the Shach himself is a little bit inconsistent, according to what we're saying.
regarding the town.
Yeah, regarding this concept of what Bittul Berov is and how it does impact perhaps on Min B'Shein Umina. Okay, now the Rav wants to introduce a third halacha in addition to the first, which was the Ramah's bit of business about Azlin and Basashma, and now the Rashba's Salik. Now he has another sugya, or another halacha, where once again he's going to prove to us that the laws of Bittul are laws that are regimented by Din. It's not for the purpose of Siluk Atam. So now he's quoting the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Vav in the name of the Rashba. And this has to do with a principle called Chozer V'Nir or Eino Chozer V'Nir. So the case is that there was Bittul, and now it falls into another Tarovis.
There was Bittul Berov.
Alright, we'll see the details in just a minute, and we'll try to iron it out. Let's say, for example, you have. Just 1 second. Oh. So you cook Iser with Heter. And now the Tam of the Iser went into the Heter because you didn't have Shishim. But now you cook it in a second Taroves. So let's say, for example, the Isur was one kizayis. It falls into a pot of 30 kizayisim of heter. Now, just 1 second. I'm just trying to figure out, are we talking about a case where it was min bimino in the first cooking? Let's just see. Fisha Nesra, he says the Tera. He can never be what? And get rid of the Easter. He can never get rid of the Easter. That means even though now the Shisha. Here's the deal, Rabosai. Oh, thank you. It's very fascinating that we can apply this logic that we've presented now l'chumra. In the past, we mostly focused on l'kula, but here's a chumra. What happens is that when this Issa that fell in the first Tarovis, now that what used to be formerly Heter now became Issa because there's no Shishin, falls into a second Tarovis.
But what was the first? It was Min B'Mino then, wasn't it?
Yeah, let's assume the first Tarovis was Min B'Mino.
Right.
And now we're going to apply the principle of Bittul Berov.
Right.
But, some second. I got confused here about Min B'Mino Min B'Shem. What's the case over here? So I'm sorry. No, sorry, I'm in the wrong paragraph. He says, I'm a chaver b'shem Rashba, dechaticha shem Nesra. Come on, come on, Soto. You know what, Lenny? I'm going to say the following, that the first Tarovis was Min B'Shein Omin. But there was no Shishi. Correct? So you have Nevela that fell into Basa Shkuta, there's no
Shisha.
I say Nevela, it fell into Basa Shkuta, and there's no Shisha.
There's no Shisha.
Okay, everything is awesome. Now take out a piece from this Taroves. Let's say you can identify the Issa, so you're not taking out the meat that was marked red, that's Trefa or Nevela. and you take out a piece of what was once heter and now became asur, and you cook it in the second pot of min b'sheino mino. So what would you say about that?
Which is shishim olot.
Well, I would say yes and no. What I mean is, there's no shishim necessarily against the heter that you have here, but you definitely have shishim against the original isur. You follow me? Let me just draw a diagram, so to speak, right? What you have here is... Alright, it's not going to work for me now. No. I need the marker here. Maybe it's in here by chance. Oh, how do you like that? So here's what you have. You have... Okay? You have one kizayis of the vela, okay,
mm-hmm.
and that falls into a pot of 30
right.
kizesim shel basa shchuta, shel shchuta, okay?
That's min b'eidah min.
And it's min b'sheino min. So therefore, all these 30 kizesim now become awesome. Now, I take out one kizayis, okay, from here.
Right.
And I put it into a second pot where there's 30 kizesim of heter, of shchut. So what I have now is I have shishim against the original kizayis of nevela.
Oh, I see. Yes.
You see that? That's what I was trying to convey.
Right.
So logically, let's assume...
Can you do that?
Well, wait a second.
Yeah.
Let's assume, like the Shach, that the whole purpose of Shishim is Bitul HaTam. What would you say here?
Yeah.
Mutar Asur.
Really?
Well, again, if you don't like the numbers, I can jack it up.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
30, I can make it to 40, if you like. But do you get the point of what I'm trying to say?
Technically, the time should have disappeared.
Correct. And therefore, we should apply the principle of Bitul B'Shishim. And the Rashba says no, that we're not going to apply Bitul B'Shishim here. And the question is, why not? So one possibility would be to say Chaticha Nasis Nevela, which means that these 30 pieces now become Gufo Shel Isur,
right.
What we call Osur Machmas Atzma. And now I need Shishim against these. But we're going according to Madiyomu, who holds that in Shari Surim, like Nevela, with the exception of Bas B'Chol, we don't apply the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. So if we don't apply the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, then certainly in the second Tarovas we have Shishim. So how do we understand the Rashba, Lechumra in this case, that everything is awesome? And the Shach himself writes, on when the Mechaber codifies this Rashba in Simon Kuvav, the Shach writes there, that afilu man diom delam rin chaticha nasis nevela, b'shari surim, mikol makom efshel esokto awesome. Everything is awesome. You can't rid yourself of the original, the tam of the original kizayis nevela that fell in the first round.
What would be the efshus of it? It'd be also anyway according to the Shach, wouldn't it?
According to the Shach, that's what he's saying. That even though we're not applying the principle of chaticha nasis nevela, then nevertheless everything is awesome. And why? Because efshus sokto is awesome. So our salvation says, I don't understand. What do you mean efshus sokto is awesome? You have shishim now. You got rid of the tav. Do you follow? What difference does it make whether there was one top shil, one cooking, and a second top shil? How
shishim altogether?
Zayas will dissipate and spread throughout the kedera. And the answer is, by the time I get to the second top shil, it's one to 60 or 1 to 61, whatever it is. It's batel. So how can the Shach say that if you don't apply the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, nevertheless Efshus Sokto is awesome? Why? Is it some sort of magical rule here that we don't understand? That Efshus Sokto is awesome? That Kazayas is now dissipated in the second Kedera. Well, let me dramatize it to you. I would be absolutely certain that if you gave the second Kedera to a Kfela, he would tell you, I don't taste any Nevela. Again, I'm talking about Mimishenu Mino.
Yeah.
V'nira bazeh, shedinu bebitul isurim, She'ein bitul ela mitchilas hatarovas. V'chol shalon is batel isuk shenis ariv bitchilo bechaticho. Shuv ein yochol is batel gam achaka. No, this bittul is something that I apply when I create a tarovus. This is sort of like an attachment, you know. It's like the bittul attaches itself to the creation of the tarovus.
At the time of the tarovus.
And that means at the time that it became a tarovus. Yeah. You cannot apply bittul once the tarovus is up and running, so to speak. If you didn't apply bittul at the tchilas hatarovus, you can't be mevat. You can't apply the principle of bittul b'sof hatarovus. And if that be the case, then we're not talking about tzilut hatam. U'mizeh l'chora mevur d'din bittul b'shishim b'min b'shein u'mino ein perusha d'ilom gufa yisum is batu barov poshet shel chad betray el mikom kos mach yisum no sin tam beheter harei u osro mishum ofi tzoch shishu beheter kdei l'salik tam ha'isur. That's not going to help us here, because why should you tell me that the siluk tam ha'isur depends upon tchilas ha'tarovas? Right now in the second tarovas we have no tam ha'isur because we have shishim all told. So everything should be mutter. El al karchach, we have no choice but tzorch lomar shebitul b'shishim who din bitul greater. It's not seal katam, but it's a din bitul. Umemela yesh makom lomar dechol shlo chal din bitul v'tchilari nesra chaticha v'shuv ein lo heter af im akach nistalek tam o'isa. You see, we need bittul b'shishim, right? Because in the case of Mimashen Amina, the Torah jacks up the bittul from rov to shishim. Well, guess what? In the first kedera, when this tarovus emerged, there was no bittul b'shishim. Later on, you can get rid of the tam, but it doesn't matter. Why? Because the din of bittul, as a din bittul, has to apply b'tchilas ha-tarovus.
Independent of the tam.
Well, again, you know, when you say independent of the tam, what we mean is that when it gets to the second tarovus, despite the absence of tam, it's going to be awesome because you have to apply it in bittul. And in the second tarovus, you can't apply it in bittul because it's not tchilas hatarovus. The tarovus is already a pre-existing entity. The Al Pi Yisod Vareinu began the din bittul v'shishim efshal levar mashenechlu rishonim. Okay, now we have another. This is number four. We have so far three nafkamis. I'm going to test you on this to see if you remember all four nafkamis. So far, you should know three. Let's go over the three. The first one is Aslina Bosa Shema, the Ramah. The second one is Salek, the Rashba. And the third is that even in the second Tavshil, which is not Tchilas HaTarovas, even though there should be Bittul B'Shishim based on Siluk HaTam, but nevertheless, we're going to apply the Din Bittul, and within the context of the Din Bittul, we need a Bittul Mitchilas HaTarovas. Now we get to number four. And this is what I call the spiciest of all four. Okay? Yeah. Why do I call it spicy? Because it's a Milsit Davidi L'Tam. Now, it's normally we apply bittul b'shishim because we assume the tam is, you know, dissipates throughout. But if you have spice, which gives the tam, then even if you have shishim, if that spice is also, let's say it was tevel, whatever it might be, it's not going to be bottle. Why? Because lechora, there's no seal katam, right? That's what you and I would have said. Now, again, you know it. I'm very curious about this. You know, if you have shishim and something falls in, we say the tam is gone, right? But if that thing that fell in is a spice, then what basically we're saying to you, from the shach's perspective at least, is that if you were to taste this tarovas, this tavshil, you would taste the spice. That spice has an impact above and beyond shishim. I don't know, is that true? You know, I would think that if you know, if such a small volume of spice fell into a massive volume of a kadeira with a shishim against the spice, then the spice would not have any impact. But we're assuming now, because we want to defend the shach, that the reason why a spice would not be batel, which is called the milsa avida l'tam, is because there still is a tam nirgash. So if you gave this massive tavshil over to a kfela, he would tell you, you know what, there's some kuzbara somehow. Shmek of tuzbara. It's like, I'll tell you the truth, my wife, she likes, what's it called? Nana tea, what's it called?
Mint.
Excellent, mint. If she washes out her cup and I put in my, you know, my tea, I can still taste the time of mint. I'm so sensitive. And I say, Charlie, this is your tea. Strong. This is not my tea. So that's like a milsa avida l'tam. So that's the way we would explain this halacha according to the Shach. But the Ramah in Siman Sari Ches, number 98, he says that if you have dvarim asuyim l'tam, like salt or spices, lo b'teili afilu b'elef kolz man shemargishim tamim b'kedera v'hevi ashach b'shema iser v'heter d'hainu rak midr abonu d'min ha-Torah min b'shein omino batal b'shishim avol ha-gon rabbi kivegu ha-prima gonim kosvu shemidiri ha-ran mevuar d'sfirle d'dinhu me'a-Torah. So we have now two approaches to the halacha of milsa d'avida l'tnaima afilu b'elef lo batel. One approach is the whole enterprise is the rabbanan, and the other is no. This is a d'oraisa halacha. Now let's focus for a minute on that man d'yomar, which we're identifying here as Rabbi Kivegan and the Prima Gadin. The other way around. Let's identify the Iser Veheter. The Iser Veheter lived about 6 centuries ago. And he says that the whole business about Milsa Avida L'tayma, that's not Batul and Shishim, is all Drabbana. How could that be? What do you mean Drabbana? This Ta. Vinira Shenechku, the fundamental issue is about the din of bitul b'shishim in the tarovas of min b'shein amino. The Ran holds that you need shishim in order to remove the tam, and you can't remove the tam in the case of a tavlin because a dayan nirgash hatam. So shishim is not going to help me. But the Sevehete held that bitul b'shishim is a din bitul, and that din bittul is very similar to what we saw in bittul merov. Shekach nemar halacha the afagav de bialma iser bittul. I'm sorry, iser batel berov. B'tarovus shel min b'she'eno mino tzarech shiur rov gadol yoser. B'sover iser v'heted de l'didan. One second. V'sover Yisra v'heted d'lidin bittel li'olam lo tzarch yosem mishir shishim k'dei levatel s'isra afim tam. You see that? Beautiful. Now again, what I'm thinking out loud that we're going to have to come to grips with the fact that all the other Rishonim Achronim don't accept the Yisra v'heted. So, but let's understand the Yisra v'heted. He's saying that the Torah says that in the case of a tarovas of min b'shein omino, bittul requires shishim. Once you have shishim, it's batel. Don't talk to me about the fact that there's still tam because it's a milsa d'avida l'tama. That's irrelevant. According to the other Rishonim, the purpose of shishim and its goal is to be mevatel l'tam, and that's not achievable in the case of a milsa d'avida l'tama, and therefore it's going to be asur afilu b'elef. But you know, when you think about it, afilu b'elef, I mean, this further dramatized what I was trying to, you know, my intuition here that I was trying to convey to you before. You're talking about a couple of grains of salt or kuzbara, I don't know, what's kuzbara in English? I forget. There's a fancy name for it. And it fell into a massive pot of 1,000 times this, and you're going to tell me that you taste the tam? So why is afilu b'elef lo batel? And the Yisra V'heter claims that that's a d'oraisa halacha. What do you mean that's a Doraisa halacha? I understand on a Doraisa halacha level that it's batel because it's no longer tam. But the answer is that what's going on here is that according to the Issa Vehetta, let's just go over it one more time. Oh, so what I'm asking you is all the other Rishonim are saying that and even beyond Shishim, again, this is not intuitive, it's counterintuitive in my humble opinion, but you still taste the tam of the tavlet. And that's a Doraisa halacha, so therefore it can't be batel b'shishim, because the whole purpose of Shishim is to get rid of the tam. Right. But the Issa Vehetta holds that on a Doraisa level, it's mutter. Ah, wait a second. It's mutter. What does he mean? Berub. So the beat of shish. Oh, I see. That once you have shishim on a deraisa level, it's mutter, even though you're still tasting the tam. In the case of a milsa davidu l'tam, and the reason for that is because the Torah organized bittel for you. Torah says rely on bittel. Bittel means shishim. I have shishim. It's bottle. Either still tam, irrelevant. The only reason the Torah requires shishim is to be mevatel l'isa, even if it's still tam. So that's the chiddush of the Issa Vehetta.
According to that, it also comes down to what I said.
So this is number four. Yeah.
According to that, it's like you're differentiating between tamim, a halakhic tam, and a physical tam.
Correct. Excellent. That there's no tam Issa on a halakhic level because of the principle of bittul b'shishim. Are you telling me I still taste the kuzbar right here, you know, and it's tamil? The answer is, the Torah gave you a din of bittul. Once it's bottle, it's bottle. Any requirement beyond shishim is only derabbanan. Now this is very strange here, because the Shach was the one who held that the purpose of bittul is silukatam. So why would the Shach then quote the Issa Vehetter? That's a little bit tricky. You're quoting the Issa Vehetter and you're downgrading the Issa to a Drabbanan on a Doraisa level. You're telling me that Mim B'Shein Amino is Bata B'Shishim, but you yourself, Shach, are on the waiver of the flag that Bittul B'Shishim is Tam, Silka Tam. You weren't Misalik the Tam here in the case of Milsa Davidi L'Tam. So in this case, I would take out the Shach and really open it up and read it through carefully and see what we could possibly come up with. V'nira shenech l'kufan. V'nira od, the last paragraph on the page. Shekach tzorch lefarish gam b'shitas Rashi l'chulin. Oh, Rashi has a strange shita. Everybody argues with Rashi. Rashi holds that we don't rely on te'imas kfeila. Lo samchina atimas kfeil levad b'tarovas min b'shein aminu. We're going to have to clarify with the shishim, and with all due respect to the kfeila, that's not enough.
Don't rely on the kfeila. Which way? The mutter or leheter.
But why not? The kfeila, again, he's trustworthy. He's telling you there's no tam. So if the whole purpose of shishim is to be mevatel the tam, then all the Rishonim say give it to a kfeila. He tells you there's no tam. I don't care one way or the other about shishim. And Rashi says, nay, you always require shishim. You cannot rely on a kfeila. Again, not because the kfeila is not reliable and we think he's bluffing and he's fabricating the truth. Tamua amaylo sagi betimus kfeila. If the whole purpose of shishim is to get rid of the tam and there's no tam, he tells you there's no tam. So why do I have to search fish for shishim? And Tosis is the one who raises this question. And that's in Chulin Sariches Amud Aleph. Ach lefi dvarenu yesh lomar, di ulai af Rashi, so with the bit of a shishim, eno kidei l'salek. Just one second, where's Rashi of Zion? I think I gave it to you, John. Did I get it back from you?
Yeah,
it's right in front of me.
But I think I gave it back to you.
You did? You probably did, and I just...
Right here.
Oh, here it is. Oh, good. So again, if we get to Reish and Zion, oh, okay. So Rashi holds that Bitul Mishishim is not kedei l'salek tama isur like the Shach, elo hu shir b'din bitul hanemel gavi taroves lach b'lach. Again, he needs lach b'lach because if it's yovesh, then we apply the din bitul even alocha l'maisa. But once it's lach b'lach, then Rashi is going to tell me that we need bitul, even if the kfeilu would tell you that he doesn't taste anything here. And the answer is because Rashi holds that there's a din of bitul, and bitul requires shishim, and that's a din bitul, and it's min b'sheino mino, it's lach b'lach, then we require shishim, and that's it. We need shishim. And that's a pella because the tefela tells you there's no time. El Sharashi Chidesh Odi Af Hecha She'en Tam Isu Nigrash Beheter, because the Kfeilu tells you there's no Tam. Nevertheless, Mikomakom Boy Shishim Kenegera Isu Neshakach Nemra Alocha De Tarovis Lach Balach. He's talking about Mimishen Omino. Is Asura Elam Ken Ye Shishim Beheter Kenegera Isu Neshakach Nemra Alocha. Those are the key words. Kach Nemra Alocha. That we need Shishim, and nothing less than shishim will do. And again, we're beyond siluk hatam. We've already removed the tam. Nevertheless, you need shishim. I would have said you need shishim in order to remove the tam. But if you've already, you know, you've already neutralized the element of tam because the kfeila tells you there's no tam, then you don't need shishim. And Rashi says, no, I always need shishim. And he says, "Umehai tamanami sfirle l'Rashi di af b'taroves min b'mino to lekele mekem a taima mikom kom tzarch shishim to dinu shetzarch shishim me'atorah b'chol taroves lach b'lach kedei levatel es ha'isur." Now we always say that min b'mino. Requires shishim midrabbanan. Maybe he's talking about. Oh, he's talking about lach balach. So in lach balach, we have something called blila, that the two mix together to form one entity. So here we require shishim in a Torah. Just 1 second. What is the aftaruvas min b'mino? And the Torah requires bitul v'shishim in min b'mino. What does that mean? Talk shishim. Okay. So I know we're going to have to stop for mincha soon, but just that last line, just want to clarify that last line, that Rashi holds that once you have a tarovus of lach balach, then you need shishim. And that's a doraisa halacha. Right, al pi zeh, the getter din bitul b'shishim is yesh lefarish gam das mari shevi ashach. Okay, this is going to be nafkamina number 5. The yovesh b'yovesh min b'sheno mino tzarech shishim me'atorah. Wow, that's wild. There's no time at all over here. But the answer is that it's min b'sheno mino. See, our potatoes, which are cold and.